Welcome back to part three of our conversation with Deanna Perry.
Absolutely. Although I will also say networking is a big part of it too.
Yeah.
Especially in entertainment, I think networking is paramount. This industry is so small, but mm-hmm. I would say beyond entertainment, marketing and advertising in general is also a very strong industry. But I think regardless, throughout your career, your network can make or break you. So having internships very early on is an amazing way to just start that process. Mm-hmm. Because I think my internship is what got me the job in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
So I definitely feel like people should take advantage of that as much as possible.
Yeah. And for our listeners, for our students, networking is this very scary, amorphous thing that they don't really understand. Like, it's just a word, networking, and it's important, but they don't know what to do. So in your life, what are some of your individual strategies for networking? How do you network?
It's interesting because going back to, you know, me having this degree in psychology, there was always this part of me that was just curious about people and the way mm-hmm. they think, how they behave. But I'm actually an introvert.
Same. I feel it in my soul. Same.
Yes. I feel very awkward. I would say for a really long time, I felt awkward networking. I don't like forced interactions.
Mm-hmm.
But coincidentally, in these different roles that I've had working at creative agencies, and even now, but more so on the creative agency side, I had roles where I was the account director and business development person. So it was my job to be the face of mm-hmm. our company. And I would have to meet with clients regularly. So it forced me to get out of my comfort zone and practice that skill of interaction. But going to like networking events and mixers, I tend to hang out with people that I have relationships with more so than just randomly going up to people that I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've gotten better over the years. I have, you know, learned to just be comfortable in my own skin. And I know most people are introverts. I think the vast majority of society are probably more introverted than extroverted. And so a lot of people there feel the exact same way that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just learned to, you know, maybe spark a conversation with someone that doesn't feel so forced. Like, you know, just going up to someone, asking them, oh, you know, obviously we're all here for the same reasons.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do? Where do you work? And just learn a little bit more about them and their company. I've learned that people like talking about themselves in a work environment, maybe not so much personally.
Yeah.
But, you know, just trying to have a meaningful conversation that feels authentic, I think, will help you get by.
Yeah. And that's something that I've experienced in my life. And when I'm working one-on-one with students, I kind of give them the advice of, I don't know about you, but your family, I'm guessing, doesn't ask about what you do at work because they know they live with you. Same with my family. It's just life. So when somebody comes up to me with genuine interest of, John, what do you do all day? What is your job? Like, what is your passions? What do you not like? Like, let's talk about what you do from 9 to 5 every day, a significant portion of your life. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. Because I never get to talk about it. And it is something that is interesting to me and I care about.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So as somebody in your position, what does your typical day look like? What is the nitty-gritty aspects for somebody who's maybe potentially interested in what you do?
Sure. So my role has recently shifted, I'd say. In the past 2 years, it's changed pretty significantly from a lot of the work that I had been doing for most of my career. Previously, I was doing more creative and content development for marketing campaigns. And in my current role, I work with our executive team and I work with them to really identify gaps and opportunities in our business.
please join us for part 4 of our conversation with Deanna Perry.